640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With a hostage release ceasefire deal a done deal, families are anxiously waiting to find out if Hamas will release their loved ones. Seven members of Gilad Korngold's family are among the captives.
One side, I'm happy. Second, I'm worried, okay, because nobody told me that my family will be there in this deal.
For this Thanksgiving traveler at Newark's Liberty Airport, it's been smoother than expected.
We came in really early, anticipating that it's going to be a huge line, but it is pretty reasonable. Nice. It's good.
A stunning and sudden reversal has OpenAI CEO Sam Altman back in the big chair days after he was fired. CBS's Jolene Kent.
Thanksgiving came early for the over 700 staffers of OpenAI, who staged an open revolt after the ousting of its popular CEO, Sam Altman, demanding he be reinstated and the board be disbanded.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago today. Six people were killed and 60 others were injured. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha yesterday. Wisconsin deer hunters registered more than 92,000 deer over the opening weekend of the gun season. That's a 16% drop from last year and 10% lower than the five-year average. Jeff Pritzel is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
That wasn't unexpected because of comparing last year. We had snow cover. We didn't this year. And so we kind of anticipated we wouldn't hit last year's opening weekend marks.
It was one of the safest opening weekends on record. Only two people were injured by gunshots. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A permanent memorial was dedicated yesterday in Waukesha to honor the six people who lost their lives in the attack on the Christmas parade 2 years ago. Sherry Sparks, the mother of the youngest victim, Jackson, spoke at the ceremony. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley spoke to As Goes Wisconsin before the memorial.
It's a somber time, but I think it's very necessary to help people heal.
Yesterday's memorial unveiling is the first of two permanent memorials to the Waukesha Parade victims. There are several new pets available for adoption in Southeast Wisconsin. Yesterday, the Humane Animal Welfare Society collected 35 pets from Louisiana. The dogs and cats were sourced from shelters and will be distributed among five local shelters. All of the animals are called highly adaptable, and you can find out more about them by visiting their profiles online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks against the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Tip-off time at TD Garden, 6:30. The Bucks have a five-game winning streak going, while Giannis, coming off Monday night's game, scoring 42 points.
I wish it was easy. I wish I could come in and score 42 every game, you know, but it's hard. You got to work extremely hard.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Florida. For the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament, they take on SMU in the championship game. NFL, the Packers play the Lions tomorrow in the annual Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. Kickoff 11:30 tomorrow morning at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says that rookie tight end Luke Musgrave had to be hospitalized after suffering an abdominal injury against the Chargers. LaFleur telling the story when this happened.
Yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So, you know, I think it just speaks to his toughness because he didn't... Wow. That was interesting. Was that Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
mainly sunny this afternoon with highs around 42. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 29 tonight, mainly clear. High of 41 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live from Richland Center, Wisconsin, in the studios here at WRCE. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer back at the world headquarters of Madison, Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Good afternoon. It is Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It is hump day, Mr. Zommers. Well, it was. Camels, wait. Apparently the camel did not get the call that the show was beginning.
So much rhythm on the show.
Bit of a sluggish camel this Wednesday.
Yeah. The timing is impeccable.
Yep. Well, anyway, we can only go up hill from here. Welcome in, everybody. Happy to have you along. Perhaps you are traveling across the state of Wisconsin on your way to a Thanksgiving event. Maybe you're taking us along on the Civic Media app across the U.S., wherever you are at. We are happy that you are with us today. Drive safely, travel safely. There is no vacation on this day before Thanksgiving for our regular guests on Crossover Wednesday. We are joined from beautiful Lake Wissota in northern Wisconsin by our friend and colleague, Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio every morning across Civic Media and on the app from 6 until 8. And from the nation's capital, originally from River Falls, Wisconsin, it is Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. Mr. Kreitlow, what's popping on this day before Thanksgiving on the banks of Lake Wissota?
Well, like you, it's just one more work day before the holiday, but I get a chance to be jealous of you. You're sitting in front of a cornucopia there. It looks like the Thanksgiving table is prepared, and you're going to be carving up, some roast beast here real soon for folks. Trigvi's over there doing costume changes, on live video over here. This show has everything today. It really does.
Well, and it's interesting you say that because my younger sister who lives in Eau Claire, she and her family are literally coming into town right now. And we were trying to decide, do we do the show live from mom's kitchen or we do it from the radio station here, RCE? And we decided if we want a complete just family chaos, we'd do it at mom's as we get ready. And we thought, no, maybe a little bit more professional at the station. Yeah. But yes, I did bring the cornucopia fall leaves for the whole video.
Here's the thing. We love our family, but they're not all trained broadcasters who are aware that there are words that you don't say, that you might say in your kitchen, that you shan't say on the radio, shall we say.
So. Well, with mom around, though, she probably thinks I say too many words on the radio that she'd rather not say in her kitchen.
Oh, I learned all mine from my mom. I mean, she wasn't in the Navy, but, she swore like a sailor for a reason. So
not Miss Linda. She just gives me the look like, you shouldn't be saying that.
So, it clearly worked. Look what a gentleman you've become.
Well, once in a while, but, But no, it's great together with family and friends here. Lots of people coming into Richland Center. I know we talked on your show this morning a little bit. You have family as well.
Yeah, we'll be heading out to, my wife grew up on a dairy farm near Manitowoc, and we'll be out there, having the traditional dinner. And I will be happy to have escaped some of the rigors of work. For example, I have spent the past hour and a half reading through the transcript of yesterday's state Supreme Court argument on redistricting, looking for a soundbite, a simple quote card, if you will. And it just, it can't be found. It's, you know, there's sometimes in radio journalism, you're looking for that, you know, 10 to 15 seconds that encapsulates it without the jargon and without people talking over each other. And I will never get this hour back from my life. Never get it back.
An hour you can't get back. Nope. We'll get into that in just a second. But before we do, quickly, Trigvi, you staying out there in D.C. for the holiday? Are you traveling anywhere? Just kind of chilling out and watching the Packers?
No, we don't travel on Thanksgiving.
Good for you.
We travel over to our – we have an elderly couple that we're good friends with. He's like a giant of – it's kind of a D.C. thing. He's a giant of U.S. foreign policy. And so –
oh, nice.
We're making the turkey and taking it to them. Their kids are out in California. So we've been doing Thanksgiving with them all the way back to when he was ambassador in Belarus and I was living in Lithuania. So
look at that, an international Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice connection. I can tell you afterwards about the time I smuggled a turkey into Lithuania. We can talk about Thanksgiving outside the U.S.
Okay, off the record.
Literally smuggled a turkey.
Did you really?
A foreign nation now. Some Polish border guards wanted to seize my turkey.
but you're here to tell the story, obviously.
It would be like trying to bring Spotted Cow into Chippewa Falls. Probably.
That's a Hotel California situation, you know.
That's a good line. I'm still.
Well, Pat brought it up. Let's start on topic one here. I know you've talked about it on your show, Pat. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court yesterday took up this case of fair maps, trying to dig through from a legal perspective whether or not the current maps are gerrymandered unconstitutionally. The ramifications could be large. The Supreme Court could find that all of the lines drawn by Republicans in a couple of years ago are unconstitutional, and it could force not just the 99 assembly folks up for re-election, but all of the state Senate as well, in addition to the congressional delegation. What do you make of the argument so far that I know you said you've kind of sifted through this? What are your just impressions so far by the oral arguments yesterday in the Supreme Court?
You know, the first one I'm going to say is one that that I certainly haven't said before, but after listening and now reading back through the transcript and everything, it is entirely possible that a majority on this court comes back and says, we're leaving the maps as is, because even though the legislature did a terrible thing, legislatures can do that. They pass bad bills all the time. They pass things we don't agree with, but do they, you know, as long as they are not clearly in violation of the Constitution, we have to allow them to be, you know, jerks, for lack of a better term. And that could conceivably happen. I don't feel like I've put that out there, where you say the legislative branch has the ability to write things that we don't like, and it maybe tickles but doesn't cross the constitutional line. But the main argument that was put forward yesterday, especially when Justice Rebecca Bradley, a conservative, hammered the point over and over again that we've already done this, we've already talked about this, we've already talked about this. And the point that came back was, just because something is unconstitutional and it didn't come up in the last debate, but it's coming up now, doesn't make it any less constitutional. There's not a statute of limitations here. And so if the composition of the court has changed, sure, things happen. I don't know, Roe v. Wade, anybody? Or Plessy versus Ferguson? So there was a lot of there was plenty of room for hypocrisy on the notion of stare decisis and, you know, matters of settled law, shall we say.
Trigvi, you traveled the world and you talk a lot about authoritarianism and autocracies. This issue of just going against the Constitution, I think a lot of Wisconsin voters, that's why they voted for Janet Protasiewicz in April, probably also women's reproductive rights as well. But I think it's a 65% pluser in Wisconsin. Wisconsinites just don't like unfair maps. But around the world, this is something where it's kind of a power grab to go against the Constitution sometimes, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, it's a power grab to go against the against the Constitution. It's also typically something that that political parties or leaders of such institutions, when they see demographics and electorates going against them, that's what they build. They build systems where the game isn't completely rigged. You're not talking Putin, but the outcomes are predetermined. And in fact, never one to not, I know Pat read the entire briefing, which clearly is more than Scott Walker did, because he put out just an, can you use the word asinine? That's not the radio.
Yeah, that one you can say in the kitchen and the radio booth. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So kind of an asinine tweet, total tomfoolery. A basic understanding of the maps and voting data shows the reason why Wisconsin is a competitive state but solid GOP. The Dem voters are packed into the big cities. Why are they packed? What he doesn't mention is that they packed all the districts into those cities to create a situation where, well, that is true, that that is where the Democratic voters lie, and that probably means that a fair map inherently is going to skew 51 or 52, 49 to 48 towards Republicans. That isn't the case now, where Democrats have to get 55% of the vote to even come close to a majority. So, you know, the whole packing argument, they're just making tired arguments to try and get people who are extremists to buy into what they're saying.
Pat, I know as a former legislator yourself, you understand this keenly, but there was a great article yesterday in The Guardian, and they have a graphic there entitled Wisconsin's State Assembly Consistently Outperforms the State's Partisan Lean. And in 2010, Republicans controlled 61% of the assembly seats, but they only received 52% of the actual votes in the general election. Fast forward to last year, they only received 48%, less than 50, 48% of the general election vote, but now controls 65% of the assembly seats. To a lot of people, that just doesn't add up.
No, it's never added up. And some of us, like I said, saw that right away in 2011, looked at those maps and said, especially the part about essentially throwing out the standard of following municipal boundaries. You know, so you saw it was much easier to split cities in half or to pack things together. And it undid a lot of the work at the municipal and county level for their map drawing. So we've seen this on and on, and we've now had enough election results, statewide election results, that people understand. Not everybody knows a lot about fractions, but they understand that one half, and they understand two thirds. And if you say you are getting maybe about half the votes, you shouldn't get two thirds of the seats in the legislature.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk more on the other side to Trigby about this and much more. But before I let you go, Pat, any final Thanksgiving thoughts or going to watch the Packers tomorrow? Any predictions on the Packers Detroit Lions?
No.
I say this because Earl Ingram has a bet with Gilbert Brown, because Earl, our colleague, is a Detroit Lion fan. And if Detroit loses, he's going to dye his hair.
Oh, my. Yeah. No, wouldn't dream of doing that. I'm just, especially this season. This season is kick back and enjoy, win or lose. And once we know if Jordan Love is staying and the others, I'll get more worked up. But this is my one easygoing year as a Packer fan.
All right, just chill out up there, Lake Wissota.
I'm just gonna chill. That's what I do. I'm so chill.
Happy Thanksgiving, Pat. Up to you.
I don't
yours.
Believe that either. Holy cow! All right, thanks, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, Pat Kreitlow. Every morning, 6 to 8, Up North News Radio. Back with more after this on the Tyler Bowl Show and Civic Media.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on location today at WRCE Studios in Richland Center, Wisconsin, AM 1450, FM 107.7. Here in the hometown, in the Driftless area, it is great to be back in Southwest Wisconsin and great to have our regular guest every Wednesday. Grew up here in Wisconsin, in River Falls, a product of Wisconsin, spent a lot of years like I did in Republican politics, like me for his own reasons, left the Republican Party, and now works as a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. Always happy to have Trigvi Olsen along with us on a Wednesday. Trigvi, before the break there, talk a little bit about the Scott Walker tweet in terms of gerrymandering and this case before the state Supreme Court. We're going to get back to that in just a minute. But first of all, we have one of our longtime listeners on the phone lines that you can join us as well by calling 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go over to Merrimack, Jack in Merrimack. Happy Thanksgiving, Jack, and what say you?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you. I was listening to some of the clips from particularly Rebecca Bradley's interruption of the opening arguments of the attorneys on the gerrymandering on the redistricting case. And she's pretty clearly concerned that maybe a fairly neutral court wouldn't accept the concept that, as far as I had never heard of it before, was called something like closest to the previous redistricting. I can't remember the exact term that was used, but I'd never heard of that concept before. Change, at least change, that was the term that was used.
At least change.
And to me, the redistricting policy that I heard of that goes back to, I think, the 1960s U.S. Supreme Court was a little thing that apparently the conservative court here in Wisconsin never heard of. It was called One Person, One Vote. And if you look at the results of the elections and you compare the votes to given to Republicans and the votes given to Democrats, there's a statement in George Orwell's Animal Farm, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. Well, apparently, it only takes one elephant to be about equal to 1.3 or 1.4 donkeys in this particular scenario.
Appreciate the call, Jack. We'll get Trigvi's reaction, but thanks so much for calling in, Jack. Happy Thanksgiving over there in Merrimack. Trigvi, what say you?
Well, so a couple of things on redistricting. So, you know, there's a whole international set of standards that the U.S. helped to push, sort of best practices as it relates to redistricting. I actually have been, I've worked on redistricting in the state of Wisconsin long ago. And I've worked with, in other places where redistricting, other countries where redistricting is going on. In fact, I've been working on one recently. I think, you know, Jack makes a good point. I think it was Bradley he was saying, was asking questions about, you know, least change. That is a norm, right? Like, you don't want people to suddenly go from one district to another if they don't have to, right? So they do sort of look at what the districts look like and how do you move the least amount of people between districts. Sometimes when you have a really gerrymandered map, that though becomes a cop-out to leave the maps the way they were, and it just becomes a legal defense for the gerrymandered map. I think the other thing that's important to keep in mind is, you know, the map as it will be drawn, you know, probably will slightly favor Republicans to Democrats just because of the way populations are clustered, but not to the degree that you have now. So, you know, the Democratic side has to have an understanding that the map that comes out isn't going to be a perfect panacea for them, but it's certainly going to be a lot better than what you have now, which is like, you know, it's something that you could have in Turkey or Viktor Orban might want in Hungary.
We had on the show yesterday my former boss, Dale Schultz, Republican, former Senate Majority Leader. Also, Tim Cullen, Democratic, former Majority Leader of the State Senate from Janesville. And to his credit, former Senator Cullen, as a Democrat, said, you know, I don't want maps that are gerrymandered to favor Democrats, because then it's just an overreach and we don't look any better than the other side. He goes, I want truly fair maps. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about here. And I think most Wisconsinites, they don't want to overreach either. And so I think you're right that if done correctly, this is not going to deliver the legislature to the hands of the Democrats per se, but hopefully it will make it more competitive and more even. Because, and maybe talk a little bit about your experience of this, Trigvi. When you have a more competitive district, that forces your candidate to run a more centrist campaign. Explain a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, I mean, because you want to have districts. And I think this is why voters support having a fair map. Voters want to have and deserve the opportunity to change course. And what the map as it's currently constructed does is takes away that opportunity. Because if you know that you're going to win, regardless of what positions you take, then the primary becomes the determinant of do you get to hold the seat or not. And that could be true for Democrats in overwhelmingly Democratic districts, Republicans in overwhelmingly Republican districts. Well, then when primaries become the determinant, primaries are a very, very different electorate in terms of their partisan makeup, and tend to be more partisan than the districts as a whole. So it ends up with the extremes being what's elected. Whereas if you have that potential to change course and the general election matters, right? More moderate candidates beat more extremist candidates. That's just true all the time.
I know you said it, and I know as well you worked on redistricting in your time here in Wisconsin. My former boss, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, was not the Majority Leader last time, or in 2011 when the maps were redrawn, but he was a senior member of the Senate Republican Caucus. And he said on the record, he said it before, look, I was, you know, in the room, they made us sign a non-disclosure agreement. And yes, with computer software, they absolutely considered politics in this. It's just disingenuous, is it not, Trigvi, from our former party to say, oh, well, you know, there was no politics involved. I mean, they're blatantly lying.
Yeah, and I think it's disingenuous that they were even making a sitting state senator sign a non-disclosure agreement. Like, really? Come on.
Every one of them, right? The entire Republican caucus.
No, I get it. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I just think it's sad is what it is. Yeah. It was sad. And the truth of the matter is, when I worked on redistricting after Democrats had been in power for three decades, right, the map was so gerrymandered the other way, that, you know, that's what happens when you have one party rule for too long. You end up with entrenchment.
Welcome your calls for Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Much more on the other side, including a look at the Packers. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule no later than early next year on a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
For over 12 years now, we've been living under a very rigged, gerrymandered map with a rigged, gerrymandered legislature.
Assembly district borders have to be in place by March 15th for next November's elections. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trumbull County were euthanized to try to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard in Taylor County earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukesha Parade Memorial bears the names of all of the victims and serves as a tribute to those impacted. There is an inscription.
Like a ribbon woven, we are stronger together. One ribbon representing the victims, one ribbon representing all that were affected. Looking through an open heart upon the city, a symbol of healing and strength. In tragedy, our community unites, dedicated to those who lost their lives, were injured, and all who were touched by the tragedy at the Waukesha Christmas Parade.
That's Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley. He was part of the event yesterday and also appeared on As Goes Wisconsin. If you're traveling out from Waukesha or Milwaukee counties, you may want to fill up before you go. AAA has gas around here below the state average at about $2.90 a gallon locally. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
It's the Bucks against the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Tip-off time at TD Garden, 6:30. The Bucks have a five-game winning streak going, while Giannis, coming off Monday night's game, scoring 42 points.
I wish it was easy. I wish I could come in and score 42 every game, you know, but it's hard. You got to work extremely hard.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Florida. For the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament, they take on SMU in the championship game. NFL, the Packers play the Lions tomorrow in the annual Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. Kickoff 11:30 tomorrow morning at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says that rookie tight end Luke Musgrave had to be hospitalized after suffering an abdominal injury against the Chargers. LaFleur telling the story when this happened.
Yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So, you know, I think it just speaks to his toughness because he didn't... Wow. That was interesting. Was that Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny this afternoon, with highs around 42. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 29 tonight, mainly clear. High of 41 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
I'll myself
pile to me. I'm the crowd who's out to change our history. I'll myself raise your hand. There's no greater dictator in the land. Everything I do for you. If you're looking for a war, here's World War II. I'll myself raise your beer. Every hotsy, totsy, Nazi stand and cheer.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, on location at WRCE in Richland Center, 35 now past the hour. Trigvi Olson, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins us each and every Wednesday. Trigvi, never really imagined on a Wednesday we'd be talking about Hotsy Totsy Nazis. That, of course, from the great Broadway show, The Producers. And I told Mr. Zommers on Monday, this happened over the weekend, a bunch of yahoos, 15 or 20 schmucks, drove in a U-Haul with Kentucky plates. But, of course, we don't know that that's actually where they're from. And all but two of them were cowards, yellow belly sapsuckers, and wore masks so as not to be identified. And they got out their swastika flags and the red shirts, and they marched up and down State Street. And I thought maybe The Producers was in town, and I was all excited about that. But no, they're actually despicable, disgusting, real Nazis in Madison. And the only heartening thing about it was the complete and total repudiation of every major leader and lawmaker in the Madison area, including UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin, the mayor of Madison, Sacha Rhodes Conway, also U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, the chairman of the Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, all immediately, within minutes if not a couple of hours, put out these repudiation statements. What I found interesting, Trigvi, and I want to be careful not to make direct accusations, but I simply find it interesting, I just checked, still right a minute ago, the Republican Party of Wisconsin, no repudiation other than retweeting Derek Van Odwin's repudiation. Brian Schimming, the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, no repudiation Nazis. Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Republican, no repudiation Nazis. Trigvi, you've worked around the world and gone up against schmucks like this. It's not that hard to repudiate.
Nope. I mean, I say it all the time. If I discovered one thing working around the world, democracies die in the silence of those who know better. And like, this isn't hard. I mean, Derek Van Odwin even got it right. So kudos to him for being against Nazis. But like, how do you not come out and say, no place for this here in Wisconsin, antithetical to who we are? It's because, you know, honestly, they're afraid of Trump, and Trump is busy. I mean, he's literally quoting Hitler, not by name, but using his lines, vermin, and we're going to round him up, and all that rhetoric. It's just, you know, honestly, it's a classic case of a lot of people who are so consumed by the game they know, and they're completely missing the reality of the game we're in. And I'll tell you, Todd, I just got done doing some survey data in Wisconsin. And one of the questions that I ask, in part because I asked it around the world when I'd be surveying in places, is, do you consider those who don't share your political opinions trustworthy opponents or untrustworthy enemies? And in April, I did a survey in Wisconsin, and I was heartened by the fact that 65% of Wisconsinites, which is far better than in most places in the U.S., said that the other side is trustworthy opponents. In this survey that I just got done doing now, it's 62% say enemies.
Wow.
And that's what happens when people aren't speaking out. That's what the silence does, because the silence gets seen by those on the other side of acquiescence, And what you have to constantly be asking yourself in a democracy for it to work is not what your side is thinking or advocating or doing, but how is the other side perceiving it? Because for democracy to work, we adjudicate who holds power and our differences through something called elections. But elections only work if those who voted for candidates that don't get power are willing to accept governance by those who do. And the reason why gerrymandered maps and not condemning a bunch of bunch of morons marching up and down in swastikas to up and down State Street is it further erodes that faith in each other that the other side is trustworthy.
Yeah, I totally agree. And one of the things I want to just get your take on, because you're really the one several months ago on one of these conversations on Wednesdays, again, it's Trygve Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, that you made me think about and you changed the way I speak about it on this show. And I know you're absolutely right, is on Monday, I simply asked those Wisconsinites who were our former colleagues in the Republican Party, people who still may vote for their Republican clerk of court and whatnot, that's not really a part of MAGA, but I simply asked people in terms of this non-defense of Nazis combined with the leader right now on the Republican presidential ticket, Donald Trump, being in Iowa, and without any prompting, starts campaigning and bringing up the whole P-tape thing and golden showers in Iowa. And I asked our audience, I said, just those of us who still vote Republican, I don't, but those who do, just simply ask yourself, does this add up? Is this, because when you and I grew up, were coming up, Trygve, Ronald Reagan stood in Berlin and told Gorbachev to tear down the wall. Am I off base here? Ronald Reagan would be the first person to repudiate Nazis.
Yeah. I mean, he, at a minimum, just come out and call them what they are. Like, this tweet is not hard to write. The people who showed up in Nazi outfits on State Street were idiots and morons. There's no place for that in the state of Wisconsin. Period.
Period. Period.
Not complicated.
Right.
Very easy. And it actually, you know, they're probably would say, my guess, well, why do I have to say anything? They're morons and idiots. Because if you don't say anything, it's assumed as acceptance.
Exactly.
And that is more important than any political advantage. The Democrats are saying we're a bunch of condoners of Nazis and they're trying to use it for political purposes. Yes, because you haven't come out and written a tweet. The people who showed up with swastikas are idiots. There's no place for it in the state of Wisconsin. Period. Full stop. Then you don't have to feel that the other side's beating you up on it.
Yeah, it's not hard, but no. I just go back again to where is this party gone? Once the Republican Party, now the MAGA Party, where is this party, the leadership, not the everyday voter across Wisconsin, but the leadership in Wisconsin and Washington, D.C.? To me, Trygve, and you've talked about this before, but I really go back to this. It is this fear, a true fear. Not just political fear, but now we're hearing from Mitt Romney in his new book, there is actual physical fear by Republican lawmakers if they don't toe these ridiculous lines of, you know, they're fine people on both sides talking about Nazis. If they don't somehow toe that line, they are now fearful of violence against themselves and their families.
Yeah. I mean, this is what these kinds of forces use. It's not the win-win game of democracy. It's zero sum. And I don't understand it. Like, be true to yourself, right? Like, and I say this truthfully, Robin Voss, I consider him my friend. You know what, Robin? Condone the Nazi guys. If you get blowback, you lose your office. Go take more trips with your wife. Right. Enjoy your popcorn business.
I think you meant
be
to say
true to yourself, but you know what? If you are true to yourself and condemn Nazis, Robin, you're going to be a lot better off. And at least you can look yourself in the mirror in the morning and be true to who you are.
I just want you corrected yourself. You said condone, first of all. Condone.
Oh, condemn. Condemn. Right, right. Yeah, well, that was a Freudian slip, probably. I didn't get a lot of sleep last. How much time do we have to the break, Summer?
We got like 5 minutes or so.
All right, I'm going to explain something. Right. I am extremely tired. I got this data back.
I think Trigby's internet connection may also be extremely tired.
Oh, I can hear him.
I cannot. There we go.
You can't hear me?
Now I
can. Now you're back.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm up late last night. I have some new polling data from Wisconsin, right? So I have these questions where we ask people, you know, Todd, what's the most important issue to you in the upcoming election? One word.
Democracy.
Okay, great. So you got 1,000 people who've given you different words, and some people don't follow the instructions of one word, so they write a full sentence or two. Sure. So you have to go through this and categorize it, right? So I thought, what a perfect opportunity to use ChatGPT to go through and categorize this stuff.
Yeah.
So at about 10 o'clock at night, I thought I'll be done with this in an hour rather than me sitting there doing it by hand. And I started doing it around 3 o'clock. I was so angry at ChatGPT for its inability to do this. I referred to it as I said it's effing stupid. It gave me a timeout, Todd.
Did it really?
It came back and told me that I couldn't ask it. Yes, 15-minute timeout at 3 in the morning. And I was apoplectic to begin with. I almost punched out my computer screen. I got a timeout from the AI.
Well, they lost their CEO for a while. I guess he's back now. But
trust me, I was going to bring all of that up, except I had 15 minutes to cool off at 3 in the morning. And when I got back to it at 3:15, it acknowledged that it had given me a timeout.
Really?
And suggested that we could restart.
I'm sorry you went through that, but that's a great story. On the phone lines, we have our friend, longtime listener, Jay from across the pond in London, 844-967-2789. If you want to join Trigby and myself, 844-967-2789. Jay, about a minute and a half left. What say you?
How are you, sir? Happy Thanksgiving. You and Trigby and Ron. What's Aaron?
Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Yeah, Trigby, I think I will call next Wednesday after Thanksgiving also, because I want to ask you about the dynamics of NATO, EU, and Asia Pacific. Because what happened most of the people in the United States who believe in democracy, I don't think you people know what you are going to go up against during the election. You will be running against China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, anybody who hates America. And then the Republican Party will be running against with Fox News. The next thing you will see, Russia is going to buy like maybe 30 million of bots on X, and then they will lie about Biden. Probably they will release some phony files about how he contributed to Hunter Biden's business. I will put this theory there. Just check it, brother. Make sure you guys put an eye on this thing. It's not safe. I'm really concerned about it. But next week, I will ask you about NATO, EU, Asia Pacific, and then how Trump treats this as a reflect something.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Okay. Thank you so much for the call. Trey, we've about a minute left.
Yeah. I mean, I was in Europe this summer and spent some time in the Baltic states. And I have a European friend who's in the intelligence sort of foreign policy space. And we were talking and they're convinced that the global risk of, you know, for example, Russia popping off a tactical nuke in Ukraine is increasing as we get closer to the election, because our own uncertainty is making actors think that they can take some actions. And I really think that, honestly, some of what happened with Hamas, quite frankly, is about that uncertainty. You know?
Cheerful Thanksgiving news for Trigby. Yeah. But serious and important. We'll come back, lighten up a bit, talk some football after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Half Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Half Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Half Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Half Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Half Diamonds, where they want your business.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowls ever played. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Welcome back to the Tell 'Em All Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location WRCE in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center. Now 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we are joined each and every Wednesday by senior advisor to the Lincoln Project and owner of the Green Bay Packers, or at least one of several, Trigvy Olson. You love your Green Bay Packers. Before we get to that, Trigvy, a quick off the Facebook line here. Our friend and contributor Jeff Perry says, maybe if the Republican Party is too busy to tweet a condemnation of Nazis, they can use Trigvy's AI to do it. And happy Thanksgiving.
The question I have now is if you can even use the word Nazis on AI. Who knows?
Right? I mean, just
a quick... Jeff getting banned from AI either.
Just to finish this up quickly, because there is a really a serious side to this with all this kind of, our CEO and Sage Weil, our CEO and owner of Sage Weil is a tech inventor of tech companies and a wizard at it. I just don't get all of it. All I know is it scares the crap out of me, this AI and ChatGPT. But the serious side of this is, the more tumultuous this is, the more chance, Trigvy, to Jay's point earlier, that bad actors could get control of this stuff and can wreak havoc politically and just security-wise.
Yes, I think that's true. I think, here's the thing, is like, I mean, we're at the early space of this. I remember when I was living over in Lithuania working with Belarusians and Russians and others, I would try sometimes to use Google Translate and it didn't work at all. And now really? If you use Google Translate, it's amazingly good. So, I mean, I just think some of this is an evolution. That said, after my experience last night, I'm not worried about my computer going all Terminator on me anytime soon. Because if it can't sort basic words, but it can do calculus. It can do massive statistical analysis, not analysis, but running code instantaneously, but it can't sort numbers. It's like,
all right, let's get down to it.
I'm glad I don't have a robotic vacuum.
All right, exactly. You don't want one of those. Chase the dog all over the house.
My sister has one, and honest to God, I'm over visiting my sister, and all of a sudden this thing is like roaming the floor. I'm like, first of all, Chloe the bulldog would absolutely kick its posterior.
robot vacuums. You know, anyway, leave that to the Jetsons. But
we digress. We have more important things, like how good Jordan Love looks.
He's looking much, much better. A big game, and you can hear it on many of the Civic Media stations. Of course, we cannot stream it on the Civic Media app. NFL won't let us do it. But if you live here in Richland Center, Wisconsin, on WRCO FM 100.9 and across other stations in Civic Media, you can hear the Packers over the air. Big game tomorrow on Thanksgiving, 11:30 a.m. kickoff. Wayne Larrivee and The Rock have the call. Big question, Trigvi, can the Packers take down the mighty Detroit Lions over in Detroit?
Mighty?
Well, they got a better record than Green Bay right now.
In conjunction with the Detroit Lions? They haven't been mighty since like Sid Luckman was playing quarterback, actually.
I was going to say Barry Sanders. But
Bobby Lane. All right. Bobby Lane. Yeah, it goes way back before that. Actually, Brett Favre and I talked about that game where the Packers held Barry Sanders to like minus 3 yards.
Look at this. Now he's name dropping. He's on one podcast with Brett Favre. Oh, Brett Favre and I were talking about
when my buddy Brett and I were hanging out. Yeah. Yes. Listen, here's the thing. The Lions, I'm kind of happy. We have Michiganders who are probably listening to this up.
Probably.
Jeff Trimmer. I am really happy. Mm-hmm. I, as a Packer fan, that the Lions are better. I really am.
Oh, me
I don't
too,
have
actually.
Any animosity for the Lions. Mm-hmm. Like I do the Vikings. Like, honestly,
I agree.
But yeah, I mean, they're Detroit's a proud franchise with good fans. But here's the thing: this is just a year in which the Packers are going to be, you know, they are what they are, and mm-hmm. it's all about discovering who they can be. And I think Jordan Love, okay, so he hasn't been winning some games, but like, you know, I was at the game in Pittsburgh. He made some amazing throws, yeah. Like Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers-esque throws. The guy is not Scott Tolzien or Anthony Dilwig. He's not even Don Majkowski, and I like the magic name. So, you know.
Yeah. I was actually working here right in this very, well, it's a different building now, but at RCO, the day that Majkowski got hurt and Favre came in, I was engineering that game. He used to be, speaking of AI, you didn't have computers to engineer sports. You had to have a live body. And I was right here the day that Favre came in.
You weren't like Ronald Reagan, where you were reading off the ticker and Daryl Thompson goes for two off left tackle when all you can see is it says Daryl Thompson to your, you have to make it up.
I was really here, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's how Ronald Reagan got his start. He literally would have to make up the baseball and football games. They'd give him, like, you know, I don't know, Ty Cobb with a hit. I think do you remember how bad the Packers were, like, when
we
were at back? Yeah, they were terrible.
They were terrible. And people, I was thinking about this week. I told somebody else, I think, like, if you're 43 or younger, you don't remember when the Packers and the Badgers sucked. You don't.
Todd, when I was at Eau Claire, which is like 86 to 90, right? Mm-hmm. We used to, on occasion, on a Saturday night after we've had a bunch of beers, make the decision that we were going to get up at 6 in the morning, which was really bright because it was usually about 4 in the morning, that we'd get up at 6 and drive over on Highway 29 to Green Bay. And literally, we would show up over there and we'd find some Packer fan, like an older guy, we'd be like, oh, we've never been to a Packer game. Oh, but we don't know if we can get tickets. Tickets?
Right.
Oh, here, I've got 2 tickets for you. 3 tickets, whatever. Because they could give them away. Like, those people, they don't remember what it was like to go to those games. No one's there. You're freezing. Mm-hmm. And you're watching Scott Tolzien throw 4 picks, including a pick 6.
What's that? Scott Tolzien wasn't around
Blair
then.
Blair Keel coming in relief. Scott Hunter. I was at a game with my dad in 86. It was a Packers-Bears game. Uh-huh. It was one of my favorite moments with my dad. It was Monday Night Football. William the Refrigerator Perry ran for a touchdown. He caught a touchdown. They got down there. Dick ahead and try and throw for a touchdown.
Trigvi Olsen, always appreciate it, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all the listeners, Todd.
Thank you so much. Go Pack Go. Stay with us next hour. We have Phil Nee and my little sister is in town. We'll talk Badger football. It's Axe Week for Wisconsin against the Flexters. Don't go anywhere on the Tyler Bowl Show.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of our community. They bring unique products, personal service, and a sense of belonging. Small Business Saturday is just around the corner, but why wait? Shop locally every day, because together we're stronger. This message brought to you by Mary Jane's Hemp Shop at 335 Main Street in Waukesha. Stop in or call 414-202-5290. That's 414-202-5290. Or log on to MaryJanesHempShop.com.
Listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS